and we are off and running in the final group game of Group B in the Phoenix Trophy for the 21-22 season. At stake is a chance to play in the first place game in Rimini next month. FC United very much starting this evening's game in pole position. Morris is, does he get to the flick on? There is Cavallari now with an effort. Ooh. Just wide of the post there. A good effort from the number 11, but equally good save. Here's Donoghue. Donoghue chips the ball forward down the right-hand side for the runner Galloway. He's onside. Galloway from the byline crosses into the near post.
Oh, yes.
And there's Josh Askew gambling on the near post there after some fine work from Galloway, who stayed onside. And on 17 minutes, FC United take the lead, Paul. 1-0.
Well, it was a very astute through ball down the line for Galloway to chase, and that time Askew timed his run absolutely superbly. He'd kind of warned the Brera defence a few moments ago that he was a threat. This time he got deep into the box and tucked it neatly into the corner from close range.
Good ball forward, and Galloway's onside. Galloway could chip this ball in. It's cross comes in and it's defended, deflected out for a corner to FC United. Galloway's looking lively tonight, Paul.
He is. We're finding him in good areas of space. And what's also good is there isn't a really prolific goal scorer in the side tonight. But what we are doing is pouring red shirts into the box when we do get forward.
Corner taken short. Here's Ennis. Ennis to Askew. Askew facing the wrong way, has to play it back to Potts. Potts takes a touch and then crosses the ball to the back post. Oh, and Morris just wide. And well, the Brera defenders are looking at the liner, but Morris had timed his run beautifully there. Just couldn't finish, Paul.
And that would have been a goal on his 100th appearance for FC tonight. We'd steered that one in. It was very close.
Smith wins the header, but the second ball with Vitale. Ball breaks to Sabloni, but Ennis now with the ball. And he can get it to Donoghue, who's got a bit of space to move into over on the right-hand side. Infield by Donoghue, finds Askew. Lovely turn from Josh Askew. Askew's lining up a shot, straight at the goalkeeper. Ball breaks to Dodd, angles tight, so has to cross the ball in. There's Galloway with a cheeky back heel. Wide of the post, though.
Well, the goalkeeper looked very uncertain of the shot from Askew. And when the ball was returned into the box, Galloway was facing the wrong way and just thought, well, I'll just try the back heel, and why not?
Well, it's a goal kick. 5 minutes left of this first half. 1-0 to FC United in the Phoenix Trophy. FC Live brought to you by ConstructedCody.com and the Armchair Army. And here's Askew onside. Askew underside of the bar. A thunderous effort. There's Wanaker following up, though. And Brera could get the ball clear. We need goal line technology on that one, Paul. It was close, wasn't it?
It was.
I don't think it did cross the line, though, but I'm sure YouTube will prove me wrong after the event. But Taylor, under pressure, gets it to Morris, though. Morris, again, doing brilliant stuff at centre-back tonight. And a long ball played forward, which Dodd, I think, fancies getting on the end of. And Dodd takes it forward. Dodd's one-on-one with the goalkeeper. He puts it wide. Ennis, two green shirts around him, plays it back here to Morris. Morris, good skill. Again, good defending. Gets it to Wadika. Wadika driving forward, out to Askew on the left-hand side. Askew, back it goes to Smith. Smith, searching ball into the box. There's Galloway, heads it back to Askew. Back to Galloway. And that is a fantastic finish. The flag stays down, and I can confirm it is now 2-0 to FC United. Just over an hour played here at Broadhurst Park.
What a superb finish there by Galloway. He nodded the ball back initially, didn't he, rather than take the shot on, and got the return. And obviously there was a question mark about offside, but it wasn't given, and Galloway scored a very clever goal there.
Well, Atta there gets the better of Morris for the first time tonight. Atta shoots. Oh, and it's come underneath the goalkeeper. And Brera have got a goal back. 2-1 the score.
A horrific moment for the keeper. But great for the Italians.
Looks like Curtis Jones will be joining us for one last time. Michael Potts departs Broadhurst Park on the field of play.
He doesn't want to come up, does he? Takes the armband after the last time. They're going to form a guard of honour for him here, which is nice. You don't see this very often, do you, during a game?
No.
This is the respect they've got for the captain. The guard of honour as he walks off. And we've not even finished the game. Isn't that a nice touch?
Great scenes there. What a captain, eh, Paul?
Yes, he'll be very difficult to replace next season.
In the list of FC United captains, obviously, you've got
Chaddy,
you've got Dean Stott, Jerome Wright, but I think Potts is up there, isn't he?
He is, definitely.
With those great FC United players and captains over the years.
870,
which is 400 more than I predicted, so well played, everyone. Here's Askew now on the left-hand side. McGee does well. McGee to Galloway, back it goes to Ennis. And he's there pointing to Galloway. Galloway makes the run. Back post. My goodness.
Well,
Humphreys there. I mean, the ball was drilled into the back post. It was difficult. All Humphreys had to do was breathe on it and it would have gone in.
Stumble it in. But somehow he managed to find the keeper who wasn't actually in the way of the goal. Very bizarre.
Good challenge there by Ennis. And Ennis, one last attack from FC United here. Ennis got Galloway outright. Galloway to the back post, wide,
almost the tail of the evening.